for the podcast.
Got a dirty car? Clean it up at the Brownsville Car Wash. Just 5 miles off of I-5. Exit 216.
It just takes for everything. Takes forever. You were right. How long has it been since you heard this song?
A while.
It makes me want to shake my head like this. Hey, everybody. Welcome to fucking Hump Day. When I was 17, I wanted to hump the Bengals.
All of them?
Just mostly one.
Yeah. Couple Linda Ronstadt.
I don't think she was in the band. She was just in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fangle. No, it was Susie was her name. What's her name?
Bangle.
Susie Bangle.
I didn't know they were from Bangladesh.
That's why they call them Bangles. They were going to call the Deshians, but people didn't think they'd be confused with a Kardashian.
Susanna Hoffs.
That's the one. She was a cutie, and I had a crush on her.
But not the Peterson sisters? The other two were sisters?
Yeah. And they didn't like Peters. Oh, man. I feel... What?
Was that the guitarist?
Susanna Hoffs or the Petersons?
Hoffs.
She's a dark-haired guitarist, singer, yeah. I thought she was kind of cute. Maybe she's not now, in hindsight.
I don't know. I'm just looking at their... their Wikipedia page.
It is whack, dude. You ever Wikipedia like an Egyptian?
They just played a Rickenbacker.
Yeah. Wickenbacker. So, hey, welcome to Hump Day, you guys. Episode 719.
719. That's what time it is, too, while you're listening to this.
719 on your fucking radio dial. 719 a.m. You know, I saw the recent episode of Marin, and he went on some radio shows, and they were giving him a hard time about podcasting, and him, this is not real radio, and it's not even really a show, because it's not live. How do you interact with your audience, and you can't take phone calls? He said it's better, because it's pre-recorded, and you can do it better, and you can put out a fucking more quality show than just having to, man in the book, and... it's a good episode. If you like podcasts and you like Mark Maron, you should check it out. It's the most recent episode of Maron on IFC. And he had some good points. And if I wasn't such a stoner, I could remember them and portray them to you. But right now, I'm just walking like an Egyptian.
Jerry Seinfeld was on Jon Stewart, and they took a drive, Cars and Comedians coffee style.
That's another thing I saw but didn't click on because I can't ever seem to...
click on stuff?
I can click on it, but Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee never seems to work for me. I always can find, like, trailers and little... but is it a website that you have to subscribe to, or...?
No.
Oh.
You just go to Cars with...
Cars? With Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee?
.com.
Oh, okay. Okay.
And then it has... it's just a page full of videos.
Oh, I think usually when I see the advertisements, it's like a YouTube thing, so I go to YouTube, I click on it, and it takes me to YouTube, and there's just like two-minute ones, but...
Yeah, no, you just go to the website, and all the videos are right there.
Jon Stewart one should be pretty hilarious, though, because I've been watching a little bit of Daily Show lately. He's funny, dude.
I know, dude.
I don't like politics, but he's hilarious.
Even one that's not political.
Yeah.
No, it's not always political, but even when it's political, I mean... It's nice to laugh at how stupid some of those other channels are when they expose, you know, I'm not sure they're taking 24 hours of programming by those channels and finding the funniest clips. Imagine what it would be like to work for on that show, though, where you'd have to sit there and watch those. Your job is to watch Fox and report anytime something... we can make fun of it.
That'd be terrible. You got to pay me good to do that job, man. I'll tell you what. But yeah, Jon Stewart, pretty funny dude. So yeah, check out Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee with Jerry Seinfeld, Jon Stewart, out now. They aren't sponsoring us, though, so.
Have you ever been down East Dickering?
Say that again.
Down East Dickering.
Down East Dickering?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I'm saying it right. What now?
That, you said it exactly right.
Down East Dickering?
Down East Dickering. That was a show on some channel for a while, and it was these people from Maine, and they had a little book called Old Henry's came out every week, and it was like, here we have the Talon Cell, where you can look in there and you can do odd jobs
Down
or
East
trade.
Dickering?
Yep. Down East Dickering. So they all talk like that because they're Maine.
Is a dickering a thing?
Dickering, yeah.
What do you do when you dicker?
You're making a deal.
Oh, okay.
You're making a deal. Okay. You're like going, hey, I see you need your blueberries picked, and I'd pick your blueberries, but you got to give me something to trade.
How about a dickin'? I do my dickering for my dickin', and that's how I get my dick dicked.
Mm-hmm.
Want to suck a dick? Got dicker.
Yeah. I need a bridge built across this little waterway canal here. Well, I'll do it if you let me pick all your blueberries off property here once in a while. All right. I just dickered.
I'll do it if you let me dick your wife. Wait. I meant your daughter. Oh, wait. She's only 17. I'm sorry. I didn't mean any of that. Please, mm-hmm. please let me mow your lawn or some shit for the dickering that you do deserve. You do deserve a good dickering. Hey, you know what I forgot to mention on Monday? I forgot to mention that we went down to
the Monday.
We did forget to mention that it was episode 718. But this is 719. Me and my wife went down to the Linn County Fair on Saturday, and it was pretty bare. It was pretty.
Oh, yeah?
It was pretty lame, dude.
Did you throw any balloons and win any posters?
No, but we went on a carnival ride.
Oh, yeah, the Scrambler?
We went on the Orbiter. They told us it was going 85 miles an hour, and if we waited until later in the night when it was dark, that they go 95. It did have some G-forces.
What's the Orbiter?
It's like got three.
Is that like the Gravitron?
No, it's got like three cars on each arm, and it goes around, and then the arms go out, and then they
kind of like the octopus?
Kinda.
But with three things instead of one?
I guess. But, all right. But a little bit different. Yeah, close, all but different. And then they had that, and then they had the zipper, and then they had the really fast drop where it just goes up super slow and you're all in seats and then it drops fast.
Did they have the tilt-a-whirl?
No, but they had the one ring of fire that went upside down.
I fell into that once.
Yeah, it was burning.
Mm-hmm.
And Grand Funk Railroad played, but we left before they got there because they're from America and they came to our town and they were helping us party down.
Ah, nice.
And I wasn't ready to party. I didn't want to drive drunk. But I did see Black Powder County, who opened the show. Local rockers, and I just found out that their guitarist just got a gig with some band called PDX. Guess where they're from? Portland.
Phoenix.
And they're doing a 17-state tour with Quiet Riot and Faster Pussycat.
Well, bang your head in your house of pain.
With just the only the drummer.
From only Quiet the Riot. Drummer of Faster Pussycat?
No, Quiet Riot. You know, he's the only original member. You were just telling me that last couple weeks ago, weren't you?
Oh, yeah.
Frankie Benali.
Yeah. And then what about the other band? Are they all original?
Faster Pussycat? I doubt it. I bet the band PDX is all original. No, they're not either because they just got the guitarist from Black Powder County to fill in for their 17-state tour.
Now, Faster Pussycat's been touring for a while, right?
Oh, fuck.
You always hear about them playing. Why aren't they writing any new albums?
Because they're too busy touring.
I guess they're probably not as much money in the albums.
They don't have a record contract.
Yeah, but you don't need that anymore. You just cut an album and put it on. Yeah, that's true.
You got to have money to go in the studio.
So are they just like... Are they living paycheck to paycheck on the fucking...
You know it. They wouldn't be playing at Diablo's if they weren't.
That is a house of pain.
Dude, Diablo's. That's the last place.
I actually like that song.
Faster Pussycat played at Diablo's.
I like that song because it's easy to sing stupidly to.
Yeah. It is.
You know,
you could make a Weird Al song out of that.
You hear about his new song?
Yeah, he's got a whole album, dude.
I know.
He released 8 videos in one day.
Tacky. I watched that video with no sound, and there were some stars in there.
Jack Black.
Yep.
Boy, was his outfit tacky.
I know. They were all tacky. Yeah. And what was Pat Sajak doing in there in just his normal clothes?
Because he's Pat Sajacky.
Because I'm Jackie. Dude, I saw something the other day that I'd never seen before.
What?
While watching Wheel of Fortune.
Okay, what?
Vanna White had to turn around and go back and get a letter.
She touched it, right?
She walked and she was like in the middle of the puzzle and then she was like, oops, like she had missed one. Would have had to go back real quick down, touch it, and then catch back up.
Huh.
And Pat said, quit playing around over there, Vanna.
Yeah. Wow, that was the first time you ever seen that?
Well, she looked like, oh, shit.
Do you remember when she used to have to turn the letters?
Yeah, I know, man. That's crazy now.
Yeah, so she used to have to turn
them. So does somebody back in the thing click a button every time that she sees it touching it?
I think they're touched. Why would she go, oh, was that just for a show?
Well, who does somebody push the I light up the cubes, and then she goes and presses it, and the letter comes up.
No, they don't light them up. They probably just got interactive screens for each letter, and it's programmed by a computer that this letter, when you touch it, is going to come up the letter that it is. That's what I think.
Oh, wow.
It's high-tech fucking shit, dude.
Yeah, I love
you know what I noticed when I went down to Pizza Now today? The other day, whenever it was.
Oh, man, that was some good meat market.
They got, like, new computerized screen.
They upgraded a lot of stuff.
Yeah, they got some new shit.
Uh-huh.
And I think they upgraded their soda prices, too, which is fine. I think it's $2.50 now, but that's still cheaper than you get at most places.
I went in there when they were installing those.
Yeah, I hadn't seen them until I went in there.
Yeah, and, they're doing good. I like Pizza Now. They got some good pies. They put all those monthly specials onto their regular menus, so I guess they must have all been good.
Yeah.
I still like the pitcher menu, though.
Yeah.
They need a new pitcher menu so you can see all their pies.
Yeah, because the one that's just plastered to the counter there, it has all of them, and it's a big array.
It's like, it's overkill.
No, it's not overkill, but this is too much
overwhelming.
To take in. Yeah, and if you can't see them all, you're kind of going, oh, there's that, mm-hmm. They all sound kind of the same. But,
yep.
Anyway, we were talking about Weird Al there, so you've only heard one of the new songs?
No, I only watched one of the new videos with the sound down.
You didn't even hear it?
No.
Dude,
I know it's that Feral song.
It's funny, but you know what sucks for people like us? We don't listen to today's pop music.
I know you don't know any of those songs, so they're just like Weird Al's originals.
Yeah, but it's not as funny when they're like that, you know?
Well, it's not as funny either when they're crappy songs, right?
Yeah, so I guess he released all these 8 videos in 8 days.
Uh-huh, one per day.
Yeah.
He likes the internet and the way to do that.
But I like the internet kind of too, and I know you like lists. So here's a list of things about Al and his new album that you might not know.
All right.
His newest album, Mandatory Fun, may just be his last album.
What? Who said that?
This might not seem like that strange of a fact, but Al's been with Capitol for 32 years now. Something that's almost unheard of in music business, and this album is the last one in his contract at Capitol.
So that's the reason why it might be his last?
32 album contract. He had 5 platinum albums during that time.
He had a 32 album contract?
Well, didn't say that, but it's his 32-year contract. I don't know if he recorded. He's been with Capitol Records for 32 years, and they said this is the last album in his contract. So I don't know if that was a steady contract. But he had 5 platinum albums and won 3 Grammys.
I've always liked him.
So it'll be interesting to see if Capitol will celebrate their 33rd anniversary or if he moves into, you know, a relationship with a new label.
I think he'd probably do best by starting his own label.
But he did tell NPR that he might not even do another full-length album ever.
Yeah, he likes releasing singles.
Yeah.
I think, you know, and that's done him well, just like he did with the 8 videos. He probably released those as singles and then had the full album a week later or whatever.
Yep. All right, here's a fact that's the number 2. It's not about the new album, but did you know that Weird Al called Nirvana during their SNL gig to ask for permission to do Teen Spirit?
Really?
Dave Grohl told Jimmy Fallon that just a few weeks ago, and they said that this is what Dave said. He said, we're in the dressing room, and there was this one girl, a cast member. He said he can't remember her name. And she was like, my friend Weird Al wants to call you. Will you take his call? And so he called the dressing room, and Kurt was stoked. He said they were extremely satisfied how the parody turned out, and Kurt has even referred to Weird Al as a musical genius.
I didn't know Weird Al was such good friends with Victoria Jackson.
Is that who it was?
I don't know.
This is my friend Weird Al.
Yeah.
Maybe it was Charles Barkley. He was the host when they played. The other time it was that Rob Morrow guy. But okay, number 3, he was the most popular accordion player in his high school. Granted, he was the only accordion player in his high school.
Okay.
But he picked up that instrument at the age of 7. And
he is no relation to that other Yankovic who plays, is he?
Not
I don't think
I know
he's
of.
Related.
Not that I know of.
Oh, what, Frank Yankovic? That was his name. He was a famous accordionist.
Frank Yank?
Yep. Frank Yankovic.
Frank Yankudick.
Frank Yankovic.
I don't know about that guy. But yeah, he was still really well-liked in his high school, even though he was a accomplished accordion player. So most nerds would just be like, look down upon, I guess. Mm-hmm. But, number four is Madonna was the only artist who ever gave him a parody idea. Because as a rule, Weird Al generally always comes up with his own parody ideas,
mm-hmm.
and he decides which songs are deserving enough. His parody of Like a Surgeon is the only time he used an idea from an artist that he parodied.
I never liked that one.
Well, that's why, because Madonna...
I always thought it should have been Like a Sturgeon. That's what I always say.
The very first time. Right on. Okay, here's number five. Coolio wasn't the only artist to deny parody permission. Now, did you know that he did Gangster's Paradise?
Mm-hmm.
And it was the fault of Coolio's record company who accidentally gave a yes without notifying Coolio first.
That pisses me off.
And now Coolio never responded to a apology note that Weird Al wrote him, because Weird Al didn't know. He didn't know that Coolio didn't say it was okay.
But Weird Al probably most definitely knew that Coolio's version was a direct ripoff from the Stevie Wonder version.
Of course he probably knew that.
I know, so he's probably just like, I don't give a shit.
But you know why Coolio probably never responded? He's probably too busy working on fucking whatever. Hollywood Squares or whatever. Go Coolio. Okay, and Prince and Paul McCartney also denied Weird Al permission to parody their songs, but Prince did allow Al to lampoon the video for When Doves Cry with the bathtub scene in the movie UHF. Remember that movie UHF?
Yeah, I own it. I love that movie.
And did you know that Al recorded a song called Chicken Pot Pie, but Paul McCartney asked him not to release it because he's a fun-hating vegetarian. So Al is also a vegetarian, but he does occasionally perform that song in concert, although he never released it out of respect for Paul McCartney, not wanting him to do it.
So Paul McCartney didn't want him to do it because he's a vegetarian?
That's just what this website that I got this movie from. Probably.
Yeah, I mean, it could be, but I don't know.
Chicken pot pie.
It doesn't make
sense. I want to hear it, dude.
It doesn't make sense that Paul McCartney would say no to that.
I know.
Especially when he was just in a kid's selfie.
I think the only reason would be because of the fucking meat. And here's something that I really didn't know. Bob Odenkirk does the most spot-on Weird Al impersonation ever.
No, I could believe it.
Al himself has been parodied over the years, but his favorite spoof on himself came courtesy of Bob Odenkirk, who parodied Al with a character named Mal Yinkle Yankle on Mr. Show. Remember that guy? Mal Yinkle Yankle?
Mal Yinkle Yankle?
Yeah.
No, I don't remember that guy.
It was on Mr. Show. It was Bob Odenkirk making fun of Al Yankovickle.
Okay,
here's the last one on the list. Al's fans have speculated about the mysterious use of the number 27. Do you know about that? It's in a lot of his songs. It pops up somewhat frequently in his songs, like Fat, Calling in Sick, and Nature Trail to Hell. It leaves the hardcore fans to speculate about some hidden meaning. But according to Al, he just used the number a few times because it had the right number of syllables and it rhymed.
Mm-hmm.
But then he started to incorporate it just to mess with people's minds, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So now he always throws a 27 in at least on one song per album. And now everybody thinks that it's a thing. But now since we outed him, you guys know. So that's my top seven things about Weird Al that you didn't
know. All right. I got some bonus stuff here.
Bone it.
Mm-hmm.
Bone it.
Of Slovene descent, Frank Yankovic.
Yankovic.
Frankie Yankovic was raised in South Euclid, Ohio. He released over 200 recordings in his career. And in 86, he was awarded the first ever Grammy in the Best Polka Recording category.
Wow.
He did record with Chet Atkins, Don Everly, and he also recorded a version of the Two Fat Polka with comedian Drew Carey.
I thought you were going to say the Tupac Polka. Mm-hmm. Okay, Drew Carey.
Yeah, he recorded with Drew Carey. He was in the band Frankie Yankovic and his Yanks.
What?
Mm-hmm.
In the what, 70s? 60s?
No, they were talking 40s.
40s. Hans, check out Frank Yankee and the Yanks of the Vic.
He obtained the title of America's Polka King after beating some other guys in a battle of the bands in Milwaukee in 1948. And he hosted the television series Polka Time in Buffalo, New York for a half a year. He also performed with musical comedian and fellow accordionist Weird Al Yankovic, although the two are not related. Huh. Al jokingly hypothesized that he was given accordion lessons as a child because his parents thought there should be at least one more accordion playing Yankovic in the world.
That is kind of weird because that's a very, you know, strange name.
Yep. Yep, he died, though, in 1998. He was 83, and he was born buried in the Cleveland's Cavalry Cemetery. At his peak, Frankie Yankovic traveled extensively and performed 325 shows a year. He sold 30 million records during his lifetime.
Wow.
Yep, and his former band members are Adolf Pozatek, and Johnny Picon, and Hank the Yank Bokel, and Joey Muskelin, and Georgie Cook, and Jeff Winard, and Lefty Bell, and Adolph Church Srinik. Srinik.
No words that start with the letters SR.
SRN.
Srinik.
Senior Nick. That's what I'm going to call him.
Hey, Senior Nick. Hey, Mr. David. How you doing today, Mr. David? How are you doing, Mr. David?
Mr. David.
I want fucking Curb Your Enthusiasm to come back, dude.
You never will.
Why not?
I don't know.
Did he move to Florida?
He might have retired.
No way, dude. There's no way that Larry David could be done.
He has enough money to eat a horse.
Eat?
Yep.
How much does it cost to eat a horse?
Nothing if you already own one.
That's probably a true story. So I don't know if I mentioned this before on Crazy Floridians, but this is the second time in a month that this little 12-year-old Florida boy has been arrested for taking a school bus for a joyride. That's fucking awesome, dude.
Or a full length or a short ride?
Full fun.
Wow.
Second theft occurred less than 24 hours after he made a court appearance for taking the first bus.
So did he crash it or anything?
Let's see here what it says. The police had a weird sense of deja vu after they found out about the missing bus because he'd just been in court for it. But let's see. He stole the car from his aunt.
Uh-huh.
Where he took it to the elementary school and then traded and got the bus. He drove it for more than 2 hours just joyriding around town in Franklin County, Florida. Crazy Floridians. They said that they were advised that it was the same juvenile driving the bus that had been responsible for the last bus theft from Parker. And we said, no way. And they said, way. He's not unruly and he doesn't resist arrest. He's just he just loves stealing vehicles, particularly school buses. So,
it sounds to me like the kid already...
He's 12.
It sounds to me like they just need to give him a job driving the school bus.
Yeah,
because
maybe he's trying
those
to
driving get... those things cannot be easy. And if you can do it at 12 for 2 hours and
shifting
not...
gears on
not
the...
wreck or anything.
It doesn't say how big
picking
he is.
Up kids.
Like,
and
some 12-year-olds are a lot smaller than other 12-year-olds.
Still, though. I mean,
his name is Michael Probst.
Only about one in 1,000 kids, I bet, at 12 years old, if you put them in a bus, could they drive it for 2 hours?
Would they even know what to do?
Could they drive it for 2 hours without anything going wrong?
Yeah. And,
so kudos to the kid,
yeah,
I think.
Good
I mean,
job,
I
Michael
think he's
Probst.
Got it.
We
I
say
think,
props to him because his name is Probst.
I think he's going to have a great career in front of him as a school bus driver.
Maybe he could be a public transport person for the city of Florida. Mm-hmm. The city of Florida.
Yep. It's big enough to be a city.
It is. And I'm just glad that he didn't stop at this rest area in Florida here near Gainesville. Because there's a rest area on I-75.
I know the one you're talking about.
It's
right across from that tree.
It's right across from Payne's Prairie, you know?
Yep.
Well, you know, it used to be that it was really a hotbed of illegal drug trafficking activity and prostitution, like a homo hangout of sorts.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now they've changed the... it's not known for that anymore. Now it's known for poisonous snakes.
Ouch.
Yeah. So don't go there trying to get a blowjob because you just might get your dick butt off by a snake. They want you to know what kind of snakes they have, so they say, you're in Florida, we've got all kinds of snakes. It's the only rest area to sport a 325-foot walkway to overlook the prairie.
Hmm.
Designed, as you might guess, to look like a snake. Oh, I get you. Hmm. The walkway looks like a snake. Oh, God.
The walkway... Don't most walkways look like a snake?
They're crazy Floridians. That's what. That's a selling point.
All walkways look like a snake.
Unless they're straight.
That still looks like a snake.
A straight snake?
Mm-hmm.
Well, they got snake warning signs all over. Now
even
they
the ones in a circle.
And I think because the snakes are there that the illegal drug trafficking has stopped, major prostitution ring, they've all stopped. So, if you're a 12-year-old driving a school bus around town, just don't stop at the I-75 rest stop because you might get your dick bit by a snake.
Yeah, you got to watch out for those glory holes in the desert.
Oh, man. They're in the ground.
Mm-hmm.
You know, most glory holes are in the wall.
Yeah.
And a lot of people don't realize when you come along a fucking hole in the desert and it says glory hole, you'd just rather say glory be to Jesus. I fucked a molehill once.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Did you see that Always in Sunny in Philadelphia when they made the glory hole?
No.
When they found the glory hole in the bathroom and Danny DeVito's character didn't know what it was.
No way.
And so he started devising a way to try to trick people into going in there.
Dude, he had to know what it was. Well, I guess not. I didn't know.
No, he thought it was the greatest thing ever discovered when he found out what it was.
I didn't know George Takei was gay, so I guess, you know, I guess he might not have known.
Carla wasn't into Glory Hole.
I usually just watch like the very beginning or the very ending of It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. Like they were saying some killer was still on the loose and he was stalking.
Oh, the gang almost gets killed.
I don't know. He was stalking young, pretty blonde girls. And the girl was like, D was like, oh no. And they're like, oh, you don't have anything to worry about. Didn't you hear what we said? young and pretty, it totally excludes you right off the bat. Mm-hmm. He's like, I'm not old. Well, you're not young. And Charlie's probably my favorite character off that show.
They're all
because his voice goes so high, I guess. Wow, that was pretty good. Hey, you know, you said the other day, you told me that you've been watching The Sopranos.
The Sopranos.
I recently watched a rom-com.
I call it The Sopranos now instead of The Sopranos.
Me too.
After I watched it.
Did you hear me? I just said it.
I know.
The Sopranos.
Well, I know.
When I was in high school,
I used to say Sopranos.
Sopranos. Sopranos.
Mm-hmm.
It's Sopranos. Tony
Soprano.
That's right. I recently saw a rom-com with Tony Soprano and Elaine Benes.
That'd be weird.
It was actually, I watched the whole thing, so it couldn't have been that terrible.
Mm-hmm.
It also had Catherine Kreiner or Kiner, we talked about her, some other movie that she owned. She was from 40-Year-Old Virgin, and she owned the eBay store. Okay.
She was also on Being John Malkovich.
Yeah, for sure. She was. Okay, so Elaine Benes, that's not her name in the movie. It was Julie Louis-Dreyfus. She played a divorced masseuse. And she was giving back rubs to this lady at her house.
Mm-hmm.
And then she met this guy at this party, and it was Tony Soprano, but it wasn't Tony Soprano, but it was whatever that guy's name is that plays him. And then they start dating, and then it turns out that the lady that
Gandalf.
She's... Yeah, Gandolfini. It turns out that the lady that she's masseusing is the ex-wife of the guy that she's dating, and then she finds out... But then she doesn't know what to do, mm-hmm. so she doesn't tell either of them, and so she just keeps dating him and keeps massaging, and then it all comes crashing down on her because then, like, oh, why didn't you tell us? You know, you kind of lied to it. It's called Enough Said. It was a movie that was on free HBO, so I recorded it. And I like Elaine Benes, I like Julia Louis-Dreyfus, and I like Gandolfini, so I watched it. It was not bad for a rom-com, but yeah. I want to do what you're doing and rewatch The Sopranos.
Who did you say also was in it?
Julia Dreyfus.
Okay, now I remember.
Gandolfini and Catherine Kreiner or whatever. And there are some other people in it, but I can't remember.
You know what else he was in? He was in The Man Who Wasn't There.
Oh, yeah, he was. Mm-hmm. He was also in... pretty sure that he was in True Romance, wasn't he?
I think so.
Yeah. And that was, mm-hmm. that was long. That was you were just saying Sopranos was 15 years ago. Did it start in 97, 98?
99, I think, was the first. They started conceiving it in 97.
And they went until 2007 was the last season or something? So it's six seasons. Well, the sixth
seven
season was...
seasons.
Well, it was six seasons part two.
Oh, was it?
Pretty sure.
Okay.
I'm not positive, but I think that was one of the first ones that I saw that did that. And then Nip Tuck did it with their season five, part one and part two. And then now everybody
Entourage.
Does it. Fucking idiots.
Nip Tuck, that was a good show. I like that one.
Yeah, I'm thinking about rewatching that because that's actually available on Netflix.
That's 100 fucking episodes right there, man.
I know. I think I was thinking about watching that one you've been watching, not The Shield, but that other one. That's only
Damages?
Five. Yeah. I've been thinking
that's
about
worth it.
I might start that.
That's a good one. The Shield, I've actually almost thought about watching again.
Already?
Like, right afterwards, yeah.
Damn!
Yeah. I mean, that's strong, dude.
That's pretty strong.
That's strong.
Maybe I'll try that one instead.
Yeah, you'll probably have to download it, though.
Yeah, I'll have to find... Oh, okay, yeah, that one's not on Netflix, so maybe I'll go with Damages instead.
Yeah, and it's shorter. Damages is pretty fun. It's weird, though. But Glenn Close plays such a bitch.
She's
but the other lady is such a conniving fucking kind of a cunt too. So it's almost like, you know, it's like two conniving cunts battling it out against each other.
Two conniving cunts. That's kind of like our podcast.
Mm-hmm. Yep. The conniving cunts. That's what we should have called it, dude. Yeah.
Maybe if we ever start a new one, that's what it'll be called.
Yep. The conniving cunts.
With Terry and Gatch, the two conniving cunts. I thought I got bit by a spider the other day, but it turned out just as...
it was just a snake.
No, it was like a leftover mosquito bite because the mosquitoes were gnarly at the fucking country fair.
Okay.
Like, it looked like a... Like, these mosquitoes were big, dude, and, like, I had kind of...
They only come out at night.
No, these ones were out all day.
Oh, really?
I think it had rained a couple weeks ago before that, and there was, like, some puddles out there where the fair is and, some breeding ground. And anyway, I had a kind of thin shirt on. They were badass enough to fucking eat you through your shirt. They were sticking...
They'll carry malaria.
Dude, I'm surprised I didn't get AIDS from some hippie out there. But anyway, you know, hippies have AIDS.
Well, so do teachers.
I know.
Teachers have AIDS.
I know, and so do financial people.
Yep.
But people with bad hearing have AIDS, too. But what I was going to say is the spider bite on my back, and it turned out it was just leftover mosquito bite.
Uh-huh.
But some people are really scared of spiders. My wife went to pick up. She's got this thing that she hangs her towels and her bathrobe on, but it's only got a screw in the middle, so it goes.
Yeah, you need two towels to even.
Yeah, you
got to
have one on each end. And the people that are listening to the podcast that can't see what I'm doing, but it's unbalanced. It's like a scale.
Dude, have you ever used it to weigh weed?
Yeah, I do that. I just wrap. I just get two towels that balance it out, and then I just put weed in the towel, and then no. But anyway, so she goes to take one of the towels off of the side, so then it goes frink, and it goes to the left side. Uh-huh. There's a huge spider on the wall underneath it, like. It's huge to her.
Uh-huh.
It was probably 50 cent size spider. And she was so scared of it. Like, she wouldn't even... There were shoes and all kinds of stuff. Like, she could have smashed it with anything.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and the reason that I'm going into detail about this is because I saw this story recently of this guy just the other day. He got so scared of this spider that he got a... Only thing he could think of was to get a lighter and a can of spray paint. And so he tried to burn the spider, and he ended up burning his whole house down.
Dude,
actually,
that's insane.
The whole building, actually. It wasn't even his house. And now he is arrested for arson. And there was live ammunition in his house. So the emergency crews had to...
There was like firecrackers going off?
Bullets.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they had to fight the fire from a distance. Caused $60,000 in damage, and
wow,
dude, do you think
the guy was probably stoned? Because that sounds like something I would do if I saw a giant spider and was like, "Oh, it's standing there. I got enough time to like burn him and watch him." Because
but spray paint, man, if it's on your wall, not only are you burning the shit, but you're spray painting your wall. Like, they didn't say what color it was, but, you know, he's spray painting the wall with fire.
Now,
and
check
this is
this
in Seattle.
Check this out. This happened in Albany.
Okay.
All right. So there was a spider, right? Remember that spider we saw that one time here and you caught in the jar?
Oh, fuck. That was too big to fit under the couch.
This one wasn't. It was the same type of spider, you know,
smaller.
Because it was bigger,
yeah.
But it was probably about half that size. But, I mean, you could see it darting. It was darting towards the garage, right? And Flames and I were in the backyard and I see it and I'm like, holy shit. And it was, I mean, it was darting towards the door and I'm like,
it ain't getting out.
And that ain't getting into the garage. And so I ran in there and I used to have some wasp and fly spray or something.
Right.
And I spray those and kills them. But instead, right there where that usually is, was a can of white primer. So I grabbed that, right? And I sprayed him until he was completely white. On the back, right? And so he gets a little farther before he just starts, the paint just starts drying, and the guy can't move, right? But he's completely...
Is he, like, trying? Is he, like, moving
yeah.
his hand?
Uh-huh, he's trying to move, but it's, like, drying pretty quick. And then Flames grabs the barbecue lighter and
Click.
Just starts torching him until he ain't moving anymore.
So did the paint burn, or was it too wet?
Too
wet to burn.
It was down in a way I couldn't really see what was going on. But, you know, it didn't, like, blow up or, like, you know, catch fire or anything.
Sorry, all you insect lovers that think we should grab a spider and relocate him to the outside. Sometimes
Dude,
it gets sprayed
not
with paint,
when,
caught
not
on fire.
When he's darting towards the door, I act fast.
Yeah, and you know what? I caught this spider that I was talking about before I told the story about burning the house. What I did, I got a mason jar.
Uh-huh.
I put it over him.
Mm-hmm.
I clipped one of his feet a little bit, just the tip of one of his eight. He's got eight of them. Didn't mm-hmm. break it. He was fine. But then he was like going back and forth in a little circle. And then I try to like, and then he tries to get out. So I get a little card, like a business card or whatever. And I just put him in there and
mm-hmm.
I was like, okay, there he is. And then she's like, Mike, come in here. What kind of spider is that? He's like, it's just a garden spider. They're harmless or whatever. They're big, but they're harmless.
Mm-hmm.
What'd she do? She takes him outside and lets him go. I go, he's just going to come back inside.
He
All
is.
Of a sudden, I turn into fucking Bill Burr. What are you doing? You fucking, I catch the spider, you fucking let it, he's sleeping fucking 5 feet above where you sleep.
Mm-hmm.
And you're just going to let him go.
Yep.
Why the fuck didn't you kill him in the first place?
Mm-hmm.
My fucking God. That's a fucking Monday morning podcast.
Yep. There I was walking out to smoke a cigarette last night, and I didn't want to fucking turn on the lights because sometimes, you know, it's just nice to hang out in the cool breeze with
Darkness.
No lights on while you're doing something on your cell phone. So you got a light on. So you're checking it out and then you go back to go in the house and you crunch on your feet, but you don't really think. But then you go, oh yeah, I left my pipe out in the back. I better go back and get it. So you turn the light on to see where the pipe was. You didn't even think anything of the crunch, but then you see their big old fucking 4-inch slug that's all just smashed into the ground.
No,
it was a slug, dude. It was fucking
dude, slugs
huge.
Slugs don't crunch.
It was a huge dude. It must have like, yeah, I think it splattered, dude, because it was a huge, it was like around the slug, it was a good foot of wet. It was like, it just exploded.
Did you pour salt on him and just watch him suffer?
Oh, he was dead, dude. He was like split open at the sides from blowing up, from being stepped on. He was just full of juice. He was full of slugum.
Huh. I heard some story about snails or something recently. Another one of those I saw the headline but didn't click on it.
Uh-huh.
Some plane had all these snails or something that were delicacies in China, but they were like, I don't know. They had to destroy them all, though. That's what I was going to say. Sorry, all you animals and insect lovers, were killing fucking snails. I'm a home wrecker. Sometimes I fucking break snails' homes.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll,
you know what you could do, too, is you can paint them.
Yeah. Yeah. You got to make sure and tell them, hey, you should stick
mm-hmm.
your tail and your head in. Make
mm-hmm.
sure to get your antennae. They're not really antennae. They're weird, like almost tentacles with
mm-hmm.
little balls on the top of them.
Mm-hmm.
That's snail balls. That's what those are. So don't ever mess. You don't want to paint a snail's balls.
No.
Because that will make him disoriented.
I would have enjoyed if that spider would have lived after I would have painted him, though.
You
like, if he
had
wouldn't
like
have started, like, seizing up and drying and not able to move.
Well, it's hard to be covered entirely in acrylic paint or whatever that was when you have like 1,000 eyes.
Yeah.
Every one of his eyes were full of paint. It's bad enough having
maybe
two.
I should have used a WD-40 spray just to get like a little, I could have polka dotted him. No, not with the WD-40. I mean the straw with the paint.
Oh, yeah. That'd be pretty good. And that way you could pinpoint where you're spraying him.
Yeah. Yeah, and, then you're not locking up his legs.
I've seen some close-up magnified pictures of spiders, and they've got a lot of fucking weird eyes and things that are on them, like, that seems like it really absorb.
I don't like looking at close-ups of bugs.
They're scary, like the cheap old fucking scary movies with the big old paper spider, but they got...
Paper spider. That's a fucking great horror movie, man.
You never
watch out for the paper spiders.
Because rock spider will kill him. No way.
I remember the poster said, "Get your scissors."
The only way to survive is to cut him. It's paper spider. Rock paper spider.
I was watching Ray Romano the other day, his show.
Oh, which one?
Everybody hates.
Yeah, why does everybody hate me? I don't understand why everyone hates me so much.
And he's got twins on there. And
he's got twin boys in real life. That's how you do. That's how you get a development deal right there.
Mm-hmm. And then one of them could cut paper to follow on the line, At school they had, they just had a line to the center of the paper and you're supposed to cut along the line. And one of them cut along the line great and the other one just like cut a circle out of one of the edges of the paper. Huh. So they had to decide, having twins, if one is getting held back, do you hold both back? I mean, it's a preschool thing, so it's not like it's,
Well, it might be, that's a tough question.
Because when you get to high school and you got twins and one's in a different grade.
It might even be better. They're not so competitive that way. But then the one who's in the higher grade is always going to have a superiority conflict.
Yeah, and the other one's always going to get made of, why is your brother in the eighth grade? Not bad, you dumber.
Well, we were twins, and my mom had me 6 months later.
So
the school had already started, and I didn't make the cutoff.
Yep, we were born right on the cutoff date.
6 minutes apart.
Yep, and it was midnight.
11:57, 12:06. What are we going to do? Sorry, you were born on this day. You have to wait till you're seven to start first grade. That could be a possible actual thing.
That would be weird.
I got lucky and got to start school early because my birthday was before the cutoff, so I graduated when I was 17.
What?
Yeah.
Dude, that's twisted.
I mean, I was almost 18. I graduated at...
Yeah.
June 8th or whatever, and then on August 25th, I turned 18. So
you couldn't even smoke cigarettes until you were out of school. You never got to do the, spend half your senior year smoking cigarettes.
Yeah, and watching porn.
Yep. Going to the porn after school to put your tokens in the machine that were left over from the day before.
Going up to the now not there fucking Jiggles juice bar. Did you hear they tore that down?
The one that's on the interstate?
Yeah, on the way to Portland.
I didn't know that.
They demolished it to make room for a parking lot. Tear down a building, make up a parking lot. They're putting up a parking lot for like a fucking Cabela's or something like that.
If I ever had a parking lot, I would invite Joni Mitchell to play the opening.
Tore down my jiggles and put up a parking lot.
You think she'd do it for the money, or would she say no? Because that'd be kind of like a slap in the face.
Dude, it'd be like a fucking vegan performer doing an opening for McDonald's.
Yep.
He's like, hey, if you tore down a parking lot and then made a building that was for homeless people, I bet she'd come and sing at that.
Yeah.
It's like, tore down a parking lot, put up a building.
What if you tore down a building and then you put up a parking lot, but the parking lot was only for the only people that could park there were homeless people.
Where are they going to park? They're carless. They're probably carless too. Why doesn't people
homeless parking only?
I don't understand why people don't give carless people more of a bad time than homeless people.
I know.
That's this thing, There's a lot of carless people.
There is. I'm one of them.
You could stand on the corner saying, carless and hungry. Any little bit helps. Could you give me a W-2?
Carless and bored. I haven't been anywhere in a while.
I'm tired of walking And if you could just give me a car for one day,
yep,
every bit helps.
Mm-hmm. I like the blind guy who was panhandling for money in the middle of the street.
Yeah. People were like, get out of the road, you dumb son of a bitch. Dude, I've been watching some Chappelle show lately because they've been rolling a bunch because I guess there's a comeback coming.
Chappelle show. Beep, 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 beep.
Dude, he says nigger a lot.
He does.
On that show. And white people say it and like everybody says it. And then he's like, shit, nigga, I'm going to get canceled up in this bitch. I'm not going to get my show canceled. But he's pretty funny. It made me think Chappelle should have wrote this skit about an old blues player. He was an old blues player, and what his name was Old Blind Nigger. See, I couldn't get away with writing that skit or performing that skit.
You could get away with writing it and giving it to Ron Funches.
He wouldn't do that. He could maybe play Old Blind Nigger.
Yeah.
He's like, hunger, hinga, hum, hum, yeah, you go, mow, hum. That's a song that we call him OLB.
Uh-huh, OLB.
OBN.
Om.
Wait, OBN.
Aubin.
OBGYN.
Aubin.
Old, blind, gay, young nigga. We call him OBGYN.
That's funny. That should be a rapper.
Hey, welcome to the stage, MC OBGYN.
OBGYN.
He will give you an exam after the show.
Obi-Wan was related to Obi-Gin.
Obi-Gin Kenobi.
Yep, Obi-Gin Kenobi.
If I was a woman, I would want my gynecologist, whatever doctor, to be Obi-Gin Kenobi. Or is it Gin?
G-Y-N. I don't know.
Do you pronounce G-Y-N Gin?
Obgyn. Obgyn.
I'm an obstetrician and a gynecologist. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
OBGYN. We were watching Tenacious D. I talked about it before. But you know when Kyle goes back to the party by himself, when he has to choose tits or destiny, and he's like, tits. And so he goes to the party, and then they're like, hey, play a song. This guy's in a band and stuff. And he tries to play a song, and it's just like his parts and the harmonies for a Tenacious D song. And then they start the house music up, and again, it's like this, I want your gin. And it's called I Want Your Gin.
Mm-hmm.
But the kids that were watching, their teenagers and around their teenagers and 20-year-old kids, they're like, that's not what he's saying. They're saying, like, I want your kind or I want your child. I want you, child. I was like, no, Google that shit. It's I Want Your Gin, and that's an actual song.
Mm-hmm.
Just look it up, you guys, if you want to hear a good song. It's
I Want Your Gin.
I think that should be what's in Hans's CD player, but he never listens to what's in your gin. So this is the new intro that we brought back from a long time ago. Understand what I say. What do you think, Hans? Pretty good?
Not as good as OBGYN Kenobi. Dude, that's my new rap name.
Use the force, Luke. Today he's listening to classic punk rock again. He's on a kick.
All right.
This is from L.A. One of the members went on to play in a very popular band in the 90s, and he recently resurfaced when that band played recently at a thing.
I don't know.
Pat Smear's band, The Germs.
Oh, okay.
He's listening to the complete anthology. Old Darby Crash and the Boys.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, I'd never heard of the Germs because I wasn't an old school punker until, like, Nirvana. And that's what Kurt really wanted to do. He wanted to introduce people to bands like the Meat Puppets and the Vaselines.
Sure.
And
instead he just...
The Germs.
Yep.
He's like, hey, see this guy? He's in my band. And all these guys are going, who the fuck's this guy? Why is he in Nirvana? Because he was in the Germs, motherfucker. TV party? Really? Come on, you guys. Is that your favorite song, Hans? I like it a lot.
I'm in a TV party!
See? Gatch obviously knows it. That's exactly how it goes. I was listening to some thrash metal from the 80s, late
Smashes,
80s.
Smashes and Hits?
No, that's really close, but way off. It's a San Francisco thrash area, Bay Area thrash.
Exciter!
That's way close. But those guys are from Canada. But the
Exodus.
First, yep, you got it. You had it. You were on the right trail. I'm listening to some Fabulous Disaster, which I don't know if some of you know, but
Fabulous Disaster Birds.
Yeah, Fabulous DeVastabirds Exodus, exactly. They did a cover of Overdose by AC/DC, but it's only available as a bonus track.
Did they ever do a cover of a Rolling Stone song?
No, but Dr. Hook did. They did a cover of a Rolling Stone. I can't get no. Under my thumb. Oh, that's a medley, actually. So, yeah, Exodus and my CD player, The Germs and Hanses. What you been listening to? The radio?
No, I was listening to some songs on The Sopranos.
You've been listening to any podcasts?
That intro on The Sopranos song catches in my head.
Hey, something, that's how this guy sings, but I haven't heard it for so long. I can't remember.
Yeah, bullet, something, something or other.
Come on, dude, I'm hearing it, but I can't hear it. Help me out.
You get a bullet. You wake up in the morning and you get a gun or something.
Something. That's something. That's very close.
Yeah. Did you notice, have you ever seen that movie, World's Greatest Dad?
With Robin?
Yeah, I was watching that.
That's pretty sad.
It is. I was watching The Flames because I think it's a great comedy.
Right. It's right? Pretty dark.
It is a very dark comedy. But I think it's funny that... he finds his son that way.
That's not that funny, but I got you.
It's not really. But it's funny that...
Do you know who directed that?
Bobcat.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then... but did you know Christoph Waltz is in that movie?
What?
And I've seen it like twice now, and this is the third time. And then this time I saw him. Where? And I was like, that's him.
What's he do?
And I had to look it up, and it was...
What's he doing?
Wait, okay, so after the kid dies, right?
Right.
And then they're all reading the note over what's going on.
Right.
And he stops at that newspaper stand.
The spoiler alert. Fake note.
Yeah. But he stops at that newspaper stand.
Yeah.
The newspaper stand guy there that consoles him.
Is Christ?
Yeah.
I haven't seen it since it came out, so I don't remember, but I'm going to rewatch that just because.
You woke up this morning, got yourself a gun. Mom always said you'd be the chosen one.
That's the lyrics to The Sopranos.
Yep.
Woke up this morning. Okay, so I'm glad
so it
that
was
you.
Christ.
I'm glad that you brought up Robin Williams because on Monday we talked
it was
about
his birthday.
The Mork.
Oh!
The Fawn.
Uh huh.
So. Uh-huh. This is how it happened right here. I just found it.
Yo, Cunningham residence. No, Richie ain't here right now. Well, because he and his family went off on a little vacation joint, you know. Hey, you sound very adorable. What's your name?
I can't find out when this happened.
Mary, how are you? Oh, the Fonzarelli.
Okay, sorry. Anyway, Mork shows up. Oh, okay, so Hansi, Arthur Hanzarelli is hanging out at the Cunninghams house by himself, and a spaceship just landed right outside the door.
Uh-huh. Dude, they had way jumped the shark by then, right?
Oh,
that was
man.
After that was after Fonzie jumped the shark, right?
No, this is before, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, because that's where the jump the shark, the whole phrase came from.
Jumping the shark, I know.
Was when he jumped the shark.
Yeah, that was after, that was like towards the end in the 80s, I think.
Wow.
And Mork started in 78, so like he walks in with like a fucking weird space helmet on, and Fonz is just tripping out. And so we talked about that on Monday, the fact that Mork shows up at Happy Days for just like half an episode or two, and then all of a sudden he's a spinoff. Is that really considered a spinoff? Or is it just something?
That's where the character came from.
Spinoffs
were
I don't believe that.
They tried so many spinoffs back in that day, though. Any character that ever came along on any show could have been a spinoff.
To me, Joni Loves Chachi was a true spinoff of Happy Days. But Mork, I think they probably had an idea for a show. He comes from outer space, and he does this, and he lives with this girl.
Yeah.
No one's going to like that unless we infuse it into the most popular show that's happening right now.
But they were trying to probably push Robin Williams into TV because he was...
Totally.
They found him so groundbreaking at the time. Where can we put him? Let's put him on the most popular show.
And then he'll
see how
be
it does.
Popular.
And then they must have said, well, that's it. We'll just use that character and
they're
do
like,
that.
Wow, they were in the 50s and they're putting... Because the Happy Days was supposed to be set in the 50s.
Mm-hmm.
Even though it came out in the 70s and the 80s. And so
it's like that 70s show.
It is, but it was that 50s show.
Dude!
Fuck, what are we going to do?
I didn't even know.
I need to fucking get something going to where we can, like, have a great idea that's not already taken and that we can make a lot of money at.
It doesn't even have to be your not already taken.
Why not?
Because of the Hulk 2.
What? The Hulk 2?
Spider-Man 3.
I heard they wanted to have a Black Hulk. Is that true?
All right. I'm going to, here is, I'm going to show you something for 40 seconds. People are going to look up Chris Novoselic, world's greatest dad. This is him. He's all looking at ass boobies.
Ooh, ass school and squirters triple X.
Yeah, and then check out the newspaper guy.
Adults only.
Him.
Big titties. Adults only. He's kind of crying.
See, before you were looking at all the porno mags.
Oh, yep. There I see Chris. Why? I wonder if he tried out for that part or.
It was filmed in his old neighborhood.
In Seattle?
Yeah, it's filmed in Seattle, and the school was the school that he used to go to.
Well, that makes a way a lot more sense then.
Yep. Huh. Yeah, he's totally fucking
gives him a little
almost
hug.
Not even recognizable.
Until you
just
see him
because
nowadays.
Because he's so chubby-faced.
Yeah.
And
right on. Well, good for Chris. He's got an acting thing. He's probably friends with Robin Williams.
Or Bobcat. Because Bobcat opened for Nirvana, remember?
That's right. Maybe I bet Bobcat probably fucking cast him in it.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, come on, just do like a little part in my show.
Well, some people posthumize that it's a nod to Kurt Cobain because the kid had just committed suicide.
Ooh.
And the suicide note. And
there you go. All right, happy birthday today to Woody Harrelson, Whirly Woody Harrelson. He's a pot advocate.
I like that guy.
I do too, and he comes to Eugene once in a while. I like his...
He was not at the country fair?
I didn't see him there. I've heard that he's been there before. He may have been there. I didn't see him, but usually he's doing some kind of advocacy something if he's in the area.
Mm-hmm. He's not advocating breasts.
He doesn't like to like just hide in the shadows. He likes to say, hey, I'm here, and this is what I'm here to talk about. But yeah, happy birthday, Woody. He's 53. Same age as Robin Williams, just turned on Monday.
Wow.
Also,
now, was he your favorite Cheers character?
Yeah, because I didn't like Cheers, but I love Woody. I didn't really watch Cheers, and I never got into it.
You know, like Ted Danson before he had white hair all over. He's in that Damages show, dude. You're really going to, I think you'll like that show.
I'm going to check it out. I'm definitely going to check it out. Also today,
bitches.
Saul Hudson. You know who that is.
Saul Hudson.
Yeah.
Yep, Slash.
That's right. It's his birthday, too. Him and Woody Harrelson could party together.
Wow. How old is he? 53?
That's close. No, Woody's 53. Slash is 49.
Wow. Huh. He's still in his first half of the century.
And one of the many Wayans brothers, Marlon Wayans, the only reason I mention him is because I've been watching his new show. It's called Funniest Wins.
Hmm.
It's a comedy competition.
Mm-hmm.
It's on TBS.
You know what's back is Wipeout.
He's 42. What's Wipeout?
It's a great competition.
What channel is that on?
Two.
Oh, K-A-T-U?
Yeah.
ABC?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Wipeout, it's that thing where they run through all that foam obstacle course and fall into water all the time.
Kind of like the Japanese show.
And those two wannabe comedians say stupid stuff to them.
I like the Japanese one that they used to have on like
Ninja Warrior?
Yeah, they still have it, don't they?
Yeah, they got the new American Ninja Warrior seasons going on now, I think.
Huh. Right on.
I don't watch much of that, but Wipeout's kind of fun, though, because, dude, some of that stuff looks like it hurts.
Yeah, for sure. Also, local birthday going out to our buddy Milo Fryman.
Oh, hey, what's up, Milo?
Not much. He went out to the fair the other day on Saturday, and we were there too, but we didn't see each other because we both didn't stay very long because the Lynn County Fair was kind of lame.
I'm not going to say any Otis jokes because you probably heard them all.
Otis? For what?
Milo and Otis.
Oh, Milo and Otis. Yeah, but it's spelled different.
Hey, it was my sister's 27th birthday last week.
Happy birthday, sister.
Yep.
What's her name?
Lisa.
My name's not Lisa. Did she ever used to sing that song? Do you remember that song? There was a song called My Name's Not Lisa. You don't remember that? It's kind of country, but kind of pop.
Nah, I don't.
From the 70s. The next time you see her, you should say that to her because your
All right.
name isn't.
She's not really 27. I just said 27.
Well, you should at least say 39.
She's older than me.
You should say she's 39 then because that's when the cutoff is when people are getting older. They just get stuck at 39.
I just subtracted 20.
Whoa, dude, now you just outed her.
Yeah, I know.
Out of the closet.
Yeah, we're all the same age at some point, right?
That's a good way to look at it. That's
like
right.
After 30, what's the difference between ages?
Not much.
I mean, really. Time flies by after 30, and you got, buses They're always going across the street driven by 12-year-olds. You could get hit by one of them anytime.
I know. It's ridiculous to even think about it. Wow, that's weird. I guess my phone is kind of smart.
Is it answering anything for
you? Well, no. I just clicked onto this Weather Channel app that I had set for Brownsville, but now it says Albany because that's where I'm at.
What?
So it's following me. So, yeah, today we probably could have had some thunderstorms on Wednesday.
I believe it.
But on Friday, we're looking at another 90-degree day. So,
have you ever seen the rain coming down?
No.
On a Sunday.
I actually have, and there's usually that other band, not CCR, but Rainbow, usually comes out when I see CCR playing the rain falling down on a sunny day. Because I'm not a fortunate son.
Are you tired of these commercials?
Which ones?
New versions.
Say that again.
New versions.
New versions of what?
Jack in the Box.
I haven't seen it.
You haven't seen that commercial where the guy's head explodes and confetti pops out like a firecracker?
No, dude. I told you. I don't watch very many commercials.
I know. Man, that one. I don't know how you haven't seen it because I fucking... At first, I thought it was funny because the guy... They're all showing new Jack in the Box things, and then the guy's like,
"New versions!"
Dude, oh, yeah. It sounds like that chick from Yvonne. You know who I'm talking about?
No.
Yvonne, she's on Community and on some other show, Rachel Ray sometimes, or one of those shows.
I don't watch either one of those shows, sorry. But
you know her, though.
Okay, you know her. You love her.
Yeah, she's the black lady on Community.
Okay.
And so, but it sounds like her, but it's not. It's some white dude. But they show him the burgers, and he's so excited. And he goes, "New versions!" And then it shoots back to him, and he's just a mannequin, and his head
explodes.
Opens up, and confetti flies out like his mind is blown of the new versions of Jack in the Box fucking burgers. I'm tired of watching that one. I'm tired of that one Carl's Jr. one that plays the goddamn Dio song.
New versions! Oh, yeah. Eat your heart out.
I know. And then it's like I have that song running through my head all day, which is all right, but fucking it makes me want to listen to the whole song, and I guess I should.
And I'm like, who gets the money when that? And they're like, Wendy. And I'm like, what does Wendy's have to do with it? And they're like, no, Wendy Dio, his wife. She gets the money when he
eats. Isn't her name just Wen?
No, it's Wendy O.
Her name isn't Wendy O?
No, that's Wendy O. Williams.
Oh.
You know Wendy O. Williams? She used to be for the Plasmatics. She put black tape on her nipples.
I know. I remember seeing her in an early Hustler mag of my dad's.
Dude, I remember seeing her like a hit parader.
Uh-huh.
Live, and I'm like, whoa, that chick's boobs are out, but they're not.
I know, but for some reason, I'm not getting as turned on as I should be.
But they've got black electrical tape on her nipples, so they're not like censoring it because that's already censored, but it's not because you can actually see her boobs. That, I think, is when they decided that if you can't see any of the areola,
mm-hmm.
then it's you don't have to blur out the boob, which is weird because that's like the...
Yep, that gets you both in Hit Parader and Hustler.
That's like the boob part of the boob is like one of the better parts of the boob.
Mm-hmm.
The middle part's fun for like turning like a volume knob or pinching or licking or whatever, but...
Flicking.
It's not like you have to see it. It's like
I like to put one of those triangle paper footballs on there to tee it off.
Yeah, and then miss on purpose.
Yep.
Oh, darn it. Hey, you guys, I haven't mentioned this all week. Don't forget this Saturday to come out to some of my comedy shows down in the Eugene area on a Saturday afternoon at 5 o'clock. I'll be at Sambon's Garage for Bleepin' Funny with Max Brockman, Sarah Lowe, Cress Bates, Leanne Jashaway. Out of our mind, that makes no sense, and that's what they mean. Out of our mind improv troupe will be there, and I'll be there. It starts at 5 o'clock. It's a free show, Sambon's Garage, 407 Blair Boulevard in the Whitaker District in Eugene. And then just like a couple hours after that show ends, I'm just like less than a block away at the Jesco Club. We're doing anonymous comedy for the NA. I like to smoke pot, but I'll support some Narcotics Anonymous. So we're doing some anonymous comedy down there at the Jesco Club, which is also right there on in the Wit, like the 340... Blair Boulevard, and that's going to feature Mike McGowan, Mac Chase, Melody Dodd, Max Brockman, all M's. All their names start with M's except for me, and that starts with an M. So there's me, Mac, Max, Mike, Melody.
Wow.
And some chick named Zoe.
Hmm.
So that come on out to that. Though. That's a 9 o'clock Jesco Club, 3rd and Blair, Eugene, Oregon. It's a,
I've never heard of the Jesco Club.
It's a place for the NA people, and they're using it for a fundraiser. $5 at the door, suggested donation. And, you know, if 15 people show up and pay, that's enough money right there for one induction. For someone who got their chip and gets a new whatever, you know, because NA, they got their program,
mm-hmm.
and we'd like to be supportive of that. So come out and laugh with us, laugh at us, and support a good cause at the same time. That's July 26th in Eugene.
Wow, wow, I've been there. Wow, wow, wow,
wow, wow. You've been to Eugene?
Mm-hmm.
Me too.
Sam on Bond's, July 26th.
Yeah, Sam Bond's Garage is actually an all-ages thing because it's a bar, but it's before 8 o'clock, so you can bring your kids in there, and it's a clean comedy show, so bring the kids. It's free.
I don't know it's about fun. That.
It's fairly clean. It's clean-ish.
Sam Bond's Garage, it always reminds me of like an S&M club.
Yes.
Yeah, because Sam Bond.
Bondage.
S-M, Sam Bond.
S&M Bondage Garage.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it should be called, the S&M Bondage Garage.
Well, Bondage, what's the last three letters of Garage plus Bond?
You could just go switch them all around.
Mm-hmm.
S and M Bond Ajgar.
But that's false, though, because that's not where they have the S&M stuff. That's at Diablo's.
But that's done now. That's closed.
So did it move over to the S&M Bondage Garage?
There is no fetish night in Eugene anymore right now.
Oh, really?
They don't have a home.
Huh.
It sucks, man, and I feel bad for Troy, the guy who ran Diablo's, because he did a great job running that for years, and it wasn't one of the deals where the business was doing bad, so they went out of business. It was they lost their lease. We've lost our lease.
Hmm.
Everything must go. Yeah. Including
I wonder
us.
Where does Mandy do her dancing now?
Mandy? We saw her. She tried to get fucking my wife to babysit for her at the country fair. Because someone else fell through. I said, babe, whatever.
Don't do it.
I don't want babies in my camp.
Don't do it.
Fuck those people.
She'd disappear and not come back, probably.
That's right. Think she might have to spray shit off somebody that dove in the toilet, but nobody did that this year, so she didn't have to do that. Hey, you guys, thanks for listening. We're bringing this Wednesday show to another close.
Mm-hmm. That's where we are.
And we're going to eat some more pizza now.
Oh, yeah.
Drink some beer.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to drink some
Oh, coffee. Dude, I'm going to pull out the Jaeger out of the freezer.
Let's do it.
All right.
Let's have a shot.
All right. Let's
I tried
do that
to get Jerry
Friday.
Murphy on the show this week, and he said, fuck it.
Oh, I'm going to fuck it.
No, he had the brown bottle flu. And I said, that's better than the brown bottom flu.
Brown bottle. Isn't that an Eric Clapton song?
Brown bottom flu. Brown bottom poo.
You make me happy.
With my brown bottom poo.
Dude, I don't know how many years I heard that song without knowing what he said, those first three words.
Bell bottom blue.
I know, and then when I found out, I was like, that's the stupidest thing that it could have been.
You don't let you didn't you ever wear bell bottoms?
Oh, no.
Oh, was that too late for you, or what was the deal with that? Because
but I
wore
bell bottoms.
I
probably heard that song for 20 years before I realized what he was saying. Because I'd always just put my own
brown bottle flu.
You make me happy.
Brown bottom poo. Hey, you guys have a good hump day. Get out there and hump somebody.
Yep, and rock on.
Metal. Brown bottom
Hire laborers.
Poo. Brown bottom poo. Brown bottom.
Brown bottom.